Hello, you are listening to Radio Maria, and this is Father Toby with your word for today. And I want to begin with today's first reading on the Feast of St. Mark, which is taken from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 5. All wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other, because God refuses the proud and will always favor the humble. Bow down then before the power of God now, and he will raise you up on the appointed day. Unload all your worries onto him, since he is looking after you. Be calm but vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling round like a roaring lion, looking for someone to eat. Stand up to him strong in faith and in the knowledge that your brothers all over the world are suffering the same things. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. His power lasts forever and ever. Amen. I write these few words to you through Silvanus, who is a brother I know I can trust, to encourage you never to let go this true grace of God to which I bear witness. Your sister in Babylon, who is with you among the chosen, sends you greetings. So does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. I'm currently on a leadership training course at an evangelical church, a really wonderful experience, very useful, lots of good talks and meeting lots of interesting people. Particular line from today's first reading struck me in the context, one of the things we were being asked to think about yesterday. The line was, be calm but vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling round like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. Now, in the first of our sessions, we were speaking a little bit about psychology and theology of character. And examining, you know, our sort of core you-ness or me-ness at the center of us, but this divided heart, as Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, the line between good and evil is a line in the human heart. And then sort of outside of that core self and is character, and then outside of that we've got the things that we value and our gifts, and all of these contribute to the way that we behave. One of the things that we were asked to do was to examine, well, where are the cracks? And we were asked to engage in a little thought experiment, which I thought was very healthy and helpful. We were asked to think about, imagine in 18 months' time, and everything is going really well in your life and in whatever you have responsibility for. Imagine how that feels. And then we were asked to imagine 6 months further down the line, so 2 years away, and it's all gone horribly wrong. And it's gone horribly wrong because of something that you have done. And then we were asked to think about, can we imagine what the seed of that behavior that has led for things to go horribly wrong? Can we imagine what that seed is that's present in us now, and what are we doing about it? And the reality is that these things don't just happen. Things don't just happen to go wrong in our life because of sin. Things go wrong because the devil is cunning. As St. Peter notes, he says, the enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. The devil's looking for an opportunity. And so we have to be proactive in addressing those weaknesses that we have, those sins which are plaguing us in some ways and maybe not actually leading to truly damaging behaviors. But we know that if unaddressed, if simply just tolerated, could one day be that thing that leads to it all coming tumbling down. And so, as Jesus tells us, you know, be cunning as vipers. We have to be every bit as cunning as the devil is. Never rest complacent, but always be bringing God, pleading for his grace to come into the weaknesses in our life, but then doing everything humanly possible, everything under our power, to ensure that the cracks, those little ways in, for those who are Star Wars fans, the narrow way into the Death Star, which is seemingly impregnable, but with just an explosive in that right place can cause the whole thing to blow up. We have to work with God to seal up those cracks in order that we might serve him and love him and not disgrace his church.